Zion and Nito continue to our Dibno Skusin Chope Simon Itoshim and Bay, Sunday,
continue. Thank you. Yeah. What? Yeah. Well, Thank you. subside completely. It kept on recurring every 10 minutes. And then she gave birth to the child. On the first of the year. So then everybody, all the Talmudim will agree that she is Isom. Even though the dam, the 3 years of dam she had on the 8th, and on the 9th, and on the 10th of Nisan were coupled with pay, but it's not considered as dam keishi. Dam keishi is matkia of tumazim, but only if the dam keishi is relatively close to the birth. But if the dam keishi is remote from the birth, it's distant from the birth, it's not close to the birth, it's in the 8th month and more than 14 days prior to the giving of birth, so then according to all Tanoim, she is his own. But Rameya says, Kamei Kishuyo Rameya Reimer Atula Boim V'chamishim Yeh. Rameya says, Afila Boim V'chamishim Yeh. When I said all Tanoim, I meant all Tanoim except Rameya. So of course, according to Rameya in this particular case, she is not his own. So Afila Boim V'chamishim Yeh, in that example I mentioned, when the 3 years took place on the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th of Nisan, and then she did not give birth until the 1st of the year, or the 8th of the year, the 10th of the year, even though there was a period of 40, 50 days intervening, as long as she did not have a period of 24 hours of comfort, and if the pain continued, kept on recurring every 10 minutes, within the 40 and 50 days, prior to the giving of birth, and even though the rias took place in the 8th month of pregnancy, not the 9th month, so according to Rameya, it's still considered amkeishi, and it's tia tumazim. She's not his own, she doesn't have to count zayniki. It all comes within the exercise of domo machmas atzmo, or domo machmas modo, because the fact that she had pain, so that means, why did she bleed? Because the baby somehow was probably pushing. So in Mele, she had pain. So with pain. And that resulted in the bleeding too. It's not menstrual bleeding. It has to do with the pending birth of the child. So in Mele, it comes within the exerosakosu. Of domo machmasatsu, domo machmasmodo, she is not his own. That's a male. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, dayochadosh. Only if the rias dam that is coupled with pain takes place in the 9th month of pregnancy, so then it can be considered as dam keishi. Mashein kein, if the rias dam coupled with pain takes place in the 8th month of pregnancy, then it's not considered dam keishi, and mele she is his own. Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shimon Emreim en kishu Yisi amishli shabosas, and we pass through like Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shimon, that only if the rias dam that coupled with pain take place within 14 days of birth. 14 days of birth. So in other words, so according to Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shimon, so according to Rabbi Meir, afilu arboim chamishi, even though it's not in the 9th month. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only if it's in the 9th month, it has a din of dam keishi. And according to Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't make any difference whether it's in the 8th month or in the 9th month. The difference is whether the labor takes place within 14 days as of the rias dam, or bikeishi with pain, or more than 14 days after the rias dam. Now the Rashi, hamikash the rias dam, harizu nidomim moram porchem taretvo, koshes o machmas vlad. Gimel yomim, b'sichachat nosa yim shebenin delinide, v'yiro aso kol shloshna yomim ritzufim, v'yisofso, mitzar, me'isleiz b'vi, v'yol doigo imil sedi domim shero aso libo machmas vat, hil kahar eze yeladez b'ze, avu um loisofso, so mechul yudoso, kol domim shero aso machmas vatu, v'rachmona tiarin mizivo, dichsiv ze idomo domo machmas aso domo machmas vat, lailu v'yayim v'yisofso b'chatsi yim shlishi, so if the period of comfort, if the pain subsided at noon on Tuesday, and she's yoldoyim revi, and she gave birth on Wednesday, Die Sopsa Meisleis, Einzu Sheifi. Elo in Kein Sopsa Lailo Vieim, Shalacha Lailo Kilo Ishab Vieim, das ist Rabbi Yeshua Shik. She Sopsa Mnatzar, wo in Adam, die Afal gab die Chaz Yedam, Habe Sheifi. In other words, the Mishnah is telling us that if the pain subsided for 24 hours, for a whole day, even though the bleeding did not stop. But as long as the pain subsided, so it's not damkeishi. It's not damkeishi anymore. Lalo yidim sopsom chatzi yim shlishi. V'yolvi yim revit sopsom leisi yishet, v'ki sopsom leisi yim shlach, halil atlo yishab yim yimei. Shesom tatsal adam, v'alkan chatzi dam ad yishet. כמו הקישו את לא יעשו לידי זיווה וכל דבר שתראה אבל אבוא עם חמישי יאי אם הוא יסוף שאני מלך אותו מכולי דה הוא יעשו לידי זיווה להם יראה לזה די חודוש די מיטי רצקי שכי נשאי חודי נתשי אבל כל שסו שלישו בסי חידה לפי מי זיווה בכי נשא שמיני אם זה יפמל ואפילו מקשו ראי לחס כל תשי הרי זה ילרס בזה מחמה שלישי יומים של שמיני that's according to Rabbi Yehuda אותו כלם קשה לידי. The Mishnah says, in general language, Hamkashen Ido. In other words, if a woman has labor pain, she becomes an Ido, that's not so. A woman does not become an Ido even if she is in labor. Unless dam starts to come out. But if she doesn't have the flow of dam, even though she's in labor, she has the pain, so she doesn't become an Ido. Otoko Hamkashen Ido, Omarav, Nido Yeimo. Now, and the Rashi explained the Gemara that it's not that the Makshi thought that the Mishnah is saying that if the moment she is in labor, so she becomes a widow. Of course, that didn't even occur to the Makshi's mind that that's the Kavanah in the Mishnah. But, so of course, even the Makshi knew that just having labor pain doesn't make the woman into a widow. But, so, obviously, when the Mishnah says, Amikasha Nido, it means, if she was in labor, she had pain of it, and she had the flow of dam, so she's in Nido. Still, the Gemara asks. But it's not so, because there is a Gezeras HaKosov, Domo Machmas Atzmo, Le Domo Machmas Vodo. So, in other words, so, in the Yemei Zive, if, so, in the Yemei Nide, even if the dam is coupled with pain, so she does become a nida. So why does the Mishnah say, in general language, Hamikasha nida? Of course, it goes without saying that the Mishnah doesn't mean Hamikasha nida without the flow of dam, she's nida. So it means Hamikasha, she is in labor pain, she has labor pain, and she has the flow of dam, she's nida. But even that is not so, because there is a distinction between having a discharge of dam coupled with pain in the Yemei Nido or in the Yemei Zivo. In the Yemei Nido, she is a Nido, but in the Yemei Zivo, so she is not a Zova, she is not a Nido. You will call yourself Yemei Zivo, we have a Nido, but in Nido is the Mezei. Omarav, Omarav, Nido me Yeimo. Vorekam, Hamikash over a Yedam b'Yemei Zivo, Avo gam v'asya b'Yemei Zivo, Miu b'Yisayim asur l'shamim. אבל הערב תיבלס ויצריך הוליש מיילים כנגד יאים דירחמון את הרי לדם כאישי. So according to Rashi's Pshat, in most Rashi, when Rav says Nidal Yemo, Rav has reference to the Yimei, so to the Yimei Zivu. In other words, if it's in Yimei Nidus, every woman has the Yimei Nido and has the Yimei Zivu. So Yimei Zivu, that's the Yudal of Yeim, Shebe Nido, Ben Nido. So according to Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara, even Rav is made that if a woman sees that bekeish in the Yemei Nido, she becomes Nido in the rice. Because the Gezeras HaKosov of Domo Machmas Atzmo Machmas Vodo applies only to Yemei Zivo, not to Yemei Nido. But Rav says, in the Yemei Zivo, where she is not in Nido Midraise, and Midraise she is Muteres Lebailo. What does it mean, Muteres Lebailo? In other words, it doesn't mean so if she is Koshiso, Bimei Zive, so Midraise she is Muteres Lebailo, but Midrabonon, she is Asur Lebailo, She asks on the bylaw that day until the night. If she saw Dam Kesh Bimeizimo. So she doesn't become an idiot. Because Doma Machmas Atmo, Doma Machmas Lodo. But she is not the terrestrial bylaw that day. So Midrabon, she's a soul of the bylaw. She is a soul of the bylaw that day. Nido me baile, borakam amkashi, but they had Dam Bimeizimo, Avogal. Do we ask you about this? Ivo, miu beise ayim asur lishamish. Avo erev tiveles, ve nitzricho lishmeir, yeim kineged yeim, di rachmone tiare li dam keishi. So mele, mid reise, she doesn't even have to be tiveles, and immediately after the discharge of the dam keishi meizivo, she is mitaris lebailo. Tell the Bible, she's not a soul of the Bible, because the Torah was mitaya, dam keishi meizivo. But mid rabbonon, she is a soul of the Bible, that day, and she cannot even go through it that day. She, with Rabbonon, she can only go through at night. She can go only through at night, and leave the flow subsides at night, so then she can go through it, and she is mutaris lebailo even Rabbonon. But that day, when she had the flow of Dam, which was the Mezimo, even though Midrash says she was mutaris lebailo, but with Rabbonon she lasso. Ushmuel omar, chayshinon shematish. In other words, because true that she, it was Bimei Zivo, and Dam Keishi, Bimei Zivo does not make her into a Zove. Does not make her into a Zove. Gdele, if she saw Dam Keishi on three successive days in Zivo, and it does not make her into a Zove. Ktane, if she saw just on one day Dam Keishi, Bimei Zivo, so she doesn't have to count, she doesn't have to count one full day, she doesn't become a Shimarasyim Kinegedyei. But with Rabbono, the halacha is, if a woman in Meizivo has Dam, has a discharge of Dam, coupled with pain, so with Rabbono, she has to count, let's say, on Sunday, that's in Meizivo. She had a menstrual flow on the first of this, and then the Sunday before, and then now is the 8th of this Sunday. She has a flow of Dam, and it's coupled with pain, and it's Yemeziv already. So the halacha is she has to count one clean day on Monday, and then if she has one clean day on Monday, so Monday night she can go Tefillah and she returns the Bible. Why? Because we cannot allow her to go Tefillah and be Muteras Lebailo Sunday night, because suppose she'll go Tefillah Sunday night, and then the pain will subside, and she'll have 24 hours of comfort, and then after 24 hours of comfort, she'll give birth to a child. So then it will be determined retroactively that the discharge of Dam she had on Sunday morning was really not a machmas lodo, because of the subsequent period of comfort of 24 hours. And if the Baal were cohabited with her, so he and she were Iver and Zakores. So because of that, Shmuel says that even though on the Reisalem, so she does not become Izovektan. But because of Echshoshe, maybe it will be followed by, even though it's not likely that it will be followed by a period of comfort of 24 hours, but maybe it will be followed by a period of comfort of 24 hours, then it will be determined retroactively that the Dam was not Dam Kenshi, it was Dam Shevi, so she was a Zelektane, so it's a Nisakores. So because of that, if a woman had the Rias Dam in Yizina, let's say on Sunday morning, so she has to count the Monday day as a clean day, and then Monday night she can go to Tefillah and she's with her Zabayim. Amin Rabon. Ushmuel Omar, Afzricha Lishno Yen Kereged Yen Rabon. Vichashino Shem Atishpe. Vinimtso Shmuel Yedam Keishi Mahmaz Vav. Vinimtso Mishami Shem Zobek Tane. Vireis Vam Yishkoretz. So, Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Hamikasho Eichlum. So in other words, she doesn't have, Rabbi Yitzchok says, that if a woman has a dish out of dandu in zive, coupled with pain, so she's in the terrace of bio immediately. Even with Rabbi. V'akatona amakasha nido, omarobe, b'mei nido, nido, b'mei zivo, teo. So Rove says, and we pass like Rove, like Rav Yitzchok and like Rove. So when the Mishnah says Amikashe Nido, it means Bimei Nido. If a woman has labor pain, and she has a discharge of dam, and it's in Bimei Nido, so then she's in Nido Midrash. But if a woman has a discharge of dam coupled with pain, Bimei Zivo, so then she's Muteres Lepayla Miyad. Because it's done kitchen, the Torah is retired, and with the Rabbon, she is not a soro Libayim. This is the Pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi. The Rach and the Rashbo, they say that when Rav says Nido Yemo, so Rav has reference to Yemei Nido, not to Yemei Zivo. In other words, according to Rav, so Nido Rai say, the Gzeras HaKosuf of Domo Machmas Atzmo Domo Machmas Lodo applies not only to Yemei Zivo, it applies to Yemei Nido also. In other words, if a woman has dam kech in the Yemei Nido, and the dam is due to depending birth, giving birth to a child, so then she doesn't give midraisa, she doesn't become a Nido. But Rav says midrabonon. With Rabbonon, she becomes a Nido Yemo. And Shmuel says, no. Shmuel says, Chayshino Shematish. Chayshino Shematish. But of course, Rabbi Yitzchok says, so in other words, according to Rav, so, a Alter Sakosov of Domo Machmasatzmo. But we don't machlas lodo applies also to Yemei Nido, not only to Yemei Zivo. But we don't pass like Rav, we pass like Rav Yitzchok. So Rav Yitzchok says Amikashe Yiklu. In other words, that if she's mikasho in the Yemei Nido, so then she doesn't have to count at all. Not even if she's mikasha in Zivo, so she doesn't have to count at all. Mashenkin, if she's mikasha in the Yemei Nido, so she's in the Midrash, and we pass for like Rabbi Yitzchok and Rav. Now, the taste is Nido Yemo, Niro Nido Niradaf Lebailo in Hashino Shematishri. The Azmino Basarid Noshi, Makshis. Alright, now you have to start another share in a few minutes. So it's done. You should.